Welcome back to Graf Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. The doctor's in the house. And I had a fantastic vacation, a little long, surprisingly. I took 5 weeks off, and normally I take only three. And I found that last week a little bit, I don't know, uneventful, I guess. Perhaps I should have read a little bit more or started a project. But either way, I'm very glad to be back at work, and I'm glad to be back here. So as you probably already know, English Only with a Doctor focuses on Canadian music and art and poetry. I don't do a lot of poetry or reading or literature, but we do talk a lot about music and the Canadian perspective. And as a Canadian, recent events that happened in the UK do impact the Canadian population. Now, if you've read the news or the local media, even coming from a French background, the hype in relation to the extensive media coverage over the Queen's passing, I don't know if I want to say is controversial. I don't think it's really controversial, but there's certainly opposing views relating to whether or not she was great or whether she was criminal. Now, from a Canadian perspective, I asked my son this the other day, how do you feel? And him being 10, he's like, yeah, I don't know. But it's sad, he said, that somebody lost their parent. And I'm really glad that he said that because I can connect with that. Now, I am not part of the royal family. Neither are any of you, I'm guessing. Perhaps you are, lucky you. But I certainly do understand the loss of a parent. We can idolize our parents. And it may be realistic or unrealistic. We have certainly expectations about them. And losing them is hard. The Queen, I've read in recent articles, is that she was a superwoman. And she was fantastic. And then I've heard other articles saying that, or I've read other articles talking about how she orchestrated some very difficult and troubling realities in some other countries that were part of the Commonwealth. It didn't happen in Canada, at least not in recent years, not in my lifetime. But what I'd like to talk about today, though, is, or specifically in this next couple of songs, is that regardless of the good and the bad of the person, as life and people come in balance, losing someone is hard. And from a traditional perspective, specifically talking about the traditions that are followed in the Canadian context or even in the British context, which is far more, they place a heck of a lot of importance on the traditions of the monarchy. This country is in mourning. The first song that we're going to listen to today is by the Crash Test Dummies. And this particular song is interesting because it talks about Superman and how Superman was just a guy, just doing his thing, doing the best that he could, similar to the Queen, was just a guy, was just grandma, was just mom to her family members or auntie. So I met Brad Roberts, who's the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies. And this particular band started in the early 90s, and they're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I met him, he was in my car, I had to drive him to the airport, and he was just this was a few years ago at the Bear Creek Festival, folk music festival in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And my sister is one of the coordinators for the crew that does all of the driving and brings the talent to the show and the talent from the show into the airport and so on. And he gets in the car about 4 o'clock in the morning, he's exhausted. And he's telling me this story. I said, how'd it go? Because he spent 5 days at this folk festival. And he said to me, this was the most stimulating experience I've ever had in my life. This experience, he said, was fantastic. On that note, this is the Crash Test Dummies with their song Superman. A small tribute to the passing of the Queen.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme.
dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Soup had a straight job, even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States. Well, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. The planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes, but he could hardly string together four words. I, Tarzan, you, Jane. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. Then nothing to do but go on home. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
Keeping on the same idea of superheroes, the next band we're going to introduce today is Our Lady Peace. It's a Toronto band from the early 1990s. And the lead singer, Rain Maida, explains this song saying that this is a story about the growing up surrounded by the media and the pressures from the outside. Now, why I brought this song to the table relating to this little homage to the Queen's passing is that I am awestruck by the amount of media coverage. There is no privacy in mourning in this case. And it is, I don't know if I want to use the word disturbing, but that's the word I'll use right now. It's quite shocking to me. And I feel for these individuals who are still mourning a human being that they loved, and they have to do it so publicly. On this note, I introduce Our Lady Peace's Superman's Dead.
Will you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy 'cause you smile. but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good.
Now, someone's passing, as you may already have experienced in your life, is always quite traumatic. It doesn't matter what year or how old they are, it affects us emotionally. My dad passed away in 2009, and I remember going through the stages of grieving before and during and after, because he died of a terminal cancer, so I got to watch some horrible things happen to a man that I loved. Whether or not he deserved it is not relevant. Whether or not he was a good man no longer is relevant. I'm not saying that relating to my particular parent, but I'm saying that in general. I think that when somebody is passing, at least in my experience, things that you may not have tolerated in different parts of your or times in your life, you might tolerate more because someone's passing. Anyway, that said, I'm going to introduce a song or a group, and now this group is called the Sons of Freedom. They're a group that are particularly interesting. I've talked about them before the break, and they're interesting because they brought the grunge alternative rock scene to North America before Nirvana. So their debut album was published in 1987, I believe, and it was almost a whole year before Nirvana. And this is a song from this group, Sons of Freedom, and it's for all of my, I don't know, anti-establishment friends, and for those of us who want to protest maybe the overly prolific coverage of a human being's passing. Who knows? This is for you. Fuck the system. This next song is about healing. We all go through crap. Sometimes it's people in our family that passed. Sometimes it's a traumatic event that happened to you in your youth or currently. Sometimes it's the birth of a child. And crap is about as a human part of existence. Life isn't always fair. Life isn't always easy. Now, I'm a yogi by, I think, definition, and I did this course quite a few years ago, this teacher training course, and I really loved it. And I thought it was really interesting because I'd spent a little bit of time in Sri Lanka meditating with monks in Sri Lanka. And something that I'd learned while I was meditating with these monks is that in this yogic practice, death is the creation of life. In fact, they believe death comes first, then birth, then life. And without death, there is nothing. The healing process for them is acceptance. One of the most healing experiences I ever had in the Canadian context is I was in Pincher Creek, which is in southern Alberta. And it's very, very near a Native American Indigenous reserve. Native American groups, they band together and they do sweats where you sit in crunched like a sardine in this womb-like tent with a crevice where they put stones and in the middle and then put water on it. It gets very, very hot. And I'm expressing this with a lot of delay because it was a really, really emotional experience. But what I remember in this particular instance is that the men and the women were divided. The men were almost nude and the women were completely covered. And the reason being is that the men were supposed to suffer through this because their job was to convince the gods to come and help us through their suffering. And the women's job were to sing directions to the gods for healing. Now, this idea of how song can be healing now, I've read articles where Johnny Depp talks about how healing can come through music and music is a universal healer. And I absolutely agree. And with the voice of this next gentleman, he is a young 12-year-old boy from Edmonton, Alberta. His name is Noah Green. And he is singing the Cree song called Rock Your World. That was amazing. So on Graphite 94.9 FM, you just heard the amazing voice, the healing voice of the Chubby Cree, Noah Green, and his song Rock Your World. The next song I wanted to introduce, and it's by Blue Rodeo from their album Outskirts from 1987. Blue Rodeo is one of my favorite Canadian bands simply because of the story that they tell when they're singing their music, when they write their music. It's very folky. My interest in music has changed dramatically until then. I'm more into the harder rock and alternative music scene and even techno. But something holds true relating to this particular song because in everything that life gives us, the best we can ever do is try.
Tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I've been watching every move that you made. Hold you still in your makeup and heels, trouble for the man that you take. Every time you walk in the room, I couldn't ever be sure of a smile. We're never the same way twice. I'm falling in love, oh, night after night.
Welcome back to Graf Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. We have reached the halfway point of this hour-long session with the Doctor, and we're going to focus a little bit now on songs that I really just like, for no other reason than just pure pleasure. This next song is a song by Vancouver BC's Doug and the Slugs. They are a 1977 band, and they're just sometimes just funny. This is Making It Work from their 1982 album, Music for the Hard of Thinking.
Help me!
Making it work. Making it work.
Late night. Red lights cruising, got no sense of soul. I knew, you knew, we both knew the crime. Blacker, bluer, I'm back in the line.
Making it work
takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a bit of time.
Making it work
takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a time. Sometimes old times they drag on the new. Dead nights, bad when I thought we made it through. Wonder how I'm still on the case. Help me, help you. Well, find us a place.
Making it work
takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a bit of time.
Making it work
takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a bit of time, darling.
Yeah. work.
You helped me believe that I could believe in myself.
Making it work.
You helped me achieve what I did with nobody else.
Making it work.
You took what I gave you and then you turned it around.
Making it work.
Yeah, help me to stay.
That was Doug and the Slugs. I like them because they make me want to dance. I don't know what it is with the 70s music, especially that kind of genre. It's not too disco-y. It's still rock and roll. This next song is, I've already introduced this song. We actually had the lead singer and the creator of this particular band in the studio. His name is Randy, and this is Punch Drunk Cabaret from their album Electric Stream Show in 2016. This is Grave Diggers of the World Unite.
Every time.
Like I was saying before the song was played, we had the opportunity and the privilege to have him in the studio. And Randy is such a cool dude. He is the graphic artist for all of the videos. He comes up with all of the conceptual ideas. He writes most of the lyrics. And he is just a jack of all trades when it comes to music and visual arts. He's a teacher and he lives in Wetaskiwin. And I like this guy for lots of reasons. He's almost like the master of macabre. I'm going to encourage the audience to take a look at some of his videos online. Again, that's Punch Drunk Cabaret. And the song that we listened to on Graphite 94.9 FM with English Only as a Doctor. The last one was Grave Diggers of the World Unite. You will see it. He's like the Edgar Allan Poe of music videos. He's phenomenal. The next song that we're going to introduce, now they are not from Alberta. They're from the province just beside, which is Saskatchewan. Regina, Saskatchewan. They started in 2012. And this is from Dead South. This particular song is called Chop Suey. And it's from their 2022 album called Easy Listening for the Jerks Part 2. That banjo is like bluegrass on steroids and folk exploding into rock. I just love it. Well, not rock, but I don't know, something else. I'm a big fan of the banjo. I can't play very many musical instruments. I can play the guitar and I can sing. I can hold a tune, which is great. It doesn't make me Alanis Morissette or anybody, but it does make me fun at parties. That said, this next song is a collaboration between Willie Nelson, a very folky guy who's not from Canada, and Alanis Morissette, who brought a lot of the feminine grunge music to Canada in the 90s. This is their song, On the Road Again. It's from the album On the Road Again, 2021.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. To get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. It's a shame that the world keeps turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the we're the best of friends. It's just a day that the world keeps turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
That was Alanis Morissette collaborating with Willie Nelson on Graphit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. As you can probably tell, we are winding down. We're almost at the end of this hour, and we're going to start slowing down a little bit, the vibe. This next musician is another person that I had in the studio, Emily Trakes. She is currently based in Calgary. She told me that she had a really great plan for the summer because she had to do the festivals, and that's always a very stimulating experience for her, not just as a musician, but also as a spectator, because she gets to relive some of the lyrics and tell stories through them. This next song is Domesticated Miss by Emily Trakes.
They say that love will suck the life out of you. You can't paint a picture, sing a song, make something new. Well, I'll tell you something I learned long ago, that love will drive a woman crazy and turn her from stone cold. And turn her from
I had the opportunity to talk to Emily, she told me that she wanted to push the frontiers or the barriers of what was folk. And that is an example of the case. This came from her 2014 album, When Guinevere Went Under. And that particular album is really unique because it doesn't have one sound. It doesn't follow one genre. There's a little bit of rock. There's a little bit of folk. There's a little bit of bluegrass. And there's a little bit of country. And on that note, we're going to bring our focus to Jill Barber. She's not a country music star, but she does have a little, she has a sultry voice that I just love. She's one of my favorite female artists in Canada. There's others that I really, really like Buffy St. Marie. But she's particularly interesting because of her sultry, velvety voice. This is Jill Barber and the song Petite Fleur. The next artist that I'd like to bring to the table, I've brought her before to the table, her name is Shawnee Quiche, and she is a two-spirited Native Canadian, Native American Canadian, or Indigenous Canadian if you'd prefer, from the album called Shawnee Quiche EP. It's called I Got It Bad.
It's just you, me, and your hate. What am I supposed I'm running wild. You got me hypnotized. I fell for falling. The way you're looking tonight, I've got it banned. Oh, I've got it banned. Oh, it's just you, me, and your hands. What am I supposed to do? How can this be that bad when it feels so good? Somebody say.
Have you ever had it that bad? Where it feels so good and you pray on your knees and you beg for either to have it again or for forgiveness because you're not sure whether or not having it that bad is a good thing. This is the last song I'm going to give you because right now I've got it bad for food and I am hungry. On that note, we're going to bring back the Bare Naked Ladies, one of my favorite Toronto bands. They're funny. Their lyrics are hilarious. Their videos are equally as funny. They're from the 1980s, the late 1980s, and this is their song, Snack Time, on English Only with the Doctor, Graphit 94.9, The Doctor Bids You, Balance, Love, Acceptance, and the true understanding that you just never know what's going through someone else's head. Be kind, be generous, and be you. This is Snack Time, and I'll see you next week.
Just isn't right. Oh, oh, snack time. Oh, oh, snack time. How I love the vision of people everywhere in harmony together, and each one has their share. Oh, oh. Snack time. Oh, oh, at snack time. Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Talking about snack time. Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
I'm talking about snack. Talking about snack time.
Hi, I'm Kevin. My favorite snack is celery sticks.
Hi, my name is Carmen. My favorite snack is frozen raspberries.
Hi, I'm Bubbles, and my favorite snack is mustard and bologna.
My name is Jimmy Parker McClellan-Doucette, and my favorite food is two kinds of chips, salt and vinegar, and ketchup.
I'm Sarah McLaughlin, and my favorite snack is a chocolate chip cookie.
I'm Marty McBean, and our favorite snack is popcorn. Michael Colvin, and my favorite snack is pizza.
I'm Chris Hadfield, and my favorite snack is nuts. I'm nuts about them.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Foote, and my favorite snack is dill pickled chips.
Snack time.
Hey, I'm Zaya Tong, and my favorite snack is salty black licorice.
I'm Max from Arkells, and my favorite snack is homemade cookies.
Colin Hay here. My latest snack was a stalk of celery dipped in crunchy peanut butter.
Hi, I'm Tessa Benham, and my favorite snack is saltine crackers with peanut butter and jam.
Greetings, it is I, the Count, and my favorite snack is eight apple slices.
I'm Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. My favorite snack, oysters.
I'm Luke Doucette.
I'm Melissa McClelland.
My favorite snack is cashews.
My favorite snack, salt and vinegar chips.
Hey, I'm Alan Doyle. My favorite snack is grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm Peter Dill, and my favorite snack is the pizza.
Dance, kah, kiono temte, noko magnak. My name is Chief Perry Belgard, and my favorite snack is peanut butter and bananas on sourdough toast.
I'm Rose Cousins, and my favorite snack is snack peas.
I'm Todd McCulloch, and my favorite snack is a fritter. It's got apple in it.
I'm Danny Michelle, and my favorite snack is spicy hot chicken wings.
My name is Adam A. Cooperton, and my favorite snack is all beef coho with that spicy Heinz mustard.
My name is Fernando Saunders. My favorite snack is sweet potatoes, chocolate, yum, yum.
My name is Eric Weed, and my favorite snack is protein powder.
My name is Donovan, and my favorite snack is chips.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Taggart. My favorite snack is bananas.
Hey, I'm David from Choir, 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 and my favorite snacks are pepperettes.
Hi, my name is Nobu, and my favorite snacks are Reese's Pieces Buttercups.
I'm Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra, and my favorite snack is Fritos.
And this is Katie Tunstall. My favorite snack is peanut M&Ms.
Booth B. Graffo, and my favorite snack is vegetables.
Hi, this is Havana, and her favorite snack is cupcakes.
I'm Darius Rucker, and my favorite snack is candy.
I'm Bruce Coburn. My favorite snack is a bagel and cream cheese.
My name is Andy Kim, and my favorite snack is honey, sugar, sugar. Oh.